ABC Radio Australia.
Yes, Kokoda landowners are calling on the Kokoda Track Authority to spruce up the World War II trail to make it more enjoyable for tourists so it provides more jobs for locals. 2023 figures show a 42% decline in trekkers since its peak in 2008, with recovery efforts hindered following last year's blockade at Nauru Village. For tourists that do make it over, many raise complaints over a lack of sites, museums or interactive installations along the way. Kletta Swangiha is a veteran Kokoda tour guide and community leader, and he told Kyle Evans the lack of investment is hurting visitation numbers and costing locals jobs and opportunities.
I work as a tour guide along the Kokoda Track for the last 10, 12 years ago. At the moment, like, the Kokoda Track Authority is just catering for the corridor itself. They've been just keeping boundaries and they've been delivering, but not that much as, you know, the locals being expecting. Yeah, so what Charlie Lin is concerned about, I agree with what he's coming up with.
So what kind of things does the KTA do? How do they act in a way that you think, oh, that's not right?
Yeah, working alongside with the local members, local ward councillors, and working alongside with the local reps and leaders from each village along the Kokoda corridor and also the Kokoda township, working alongside with them, making sure they give their opinions or how they want to see the picture of the operations and how they would benefit and all that stuff.
In what ways does the local community need help at the moment? Like, it sounds like the local community's being neglected, they're not being heard. Like, what does that look like on the ground?
Along the track that they have is, like, you know, youths and young men, you know, walking the track, that's all. When they are employed as porters, that's where they get the that's where they earn money to support their family. Apart from that, there's no other, you know, constructive ideas or constructive plans where KTA can sit down and say, okay, we're gonna organize this, and, you know, this is gonna be good for the community. So let us all do this and that, and then, you know, at least the young blokes can walk the track. But what about the mothers in the house, mothers at home, ladies? What about the young youths? Because not all the men, all the youths are employed. You know, some of them, they are left behind. So how can they benefit? Especially along the Kokoda Track, there's no other income. All the men and all the young youths, they involve in being porters. There's some farming, I would say. If KTA have the plan of supporting those sustainable income for the community, then they will definitely, you know, at least be, they will help themselves.
And what's the situation like on the ground in a lot of these areas? Like, is there a lot of unemployment and things like that?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of unemployment. There's a lot of unemployment. When there's no employment, everybody's just stay back at home, and they live their sustainable farming life, and they just been left out like that. It's only the youths, it's only the boys, it's only the, you know, they involved in tracking. And if KTA can fund open doors for other things connected to tracking, that will also involve the community to benefit, like, you know, the craft market, like culture comes in.
Yeah, so you'd like to see things like museums on the track potentially created, or installments such as old mortar stations or old munition stations or sites where old trenches and battles took place, like things like that, to sort of make it more interactive that they could benefit off potentially?
Exactly. A lot of Australians, a lot of tourists, when they come to do Kokoda Track, they just follow the tracking. They just walk the track only, and there's not much to see. I've been doing tracking for the last 15 years, and it's really sad to see them come, and then they start from Owens Corner, and then they finish at Kokoda, and that's all. And then they fly out, and then that's it. So a lot of their money, they spend a lot of their money in Port Moresby, hotels and food in the city, and then that's all.
And that there is Kletta Swangiha, a veteran Kokoda tour guide and community leader. He was speaking with Carl Evans. Just to note, the KTA and the provincial government has been contacted for comment.